Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Just plan on a foggy Saturday morning. Is that safe to say, Austin? I think I knew you're going to dig deep into this weather in a second.
It is supposed to be patchy fog tomorrow.
Okay, so expect the fog tomorrow. It's developing tonight, lasting until the morning. Good thing is lights have returned to the 3 Mile Bridge, making that that move just a little bit easier. FDOT officials did confirm a faulty vacuum switch was to blame for that power failure. FDOT spokesman Ian Satter said the lights were actually activated on Thursday evening. So there you go. And if you're traversing up north a little bit here, weight restrictions now on the West Kingfield Road Bridge. That move, by the way, will have a big impact on those local school buses running those neighborhoods. School buses are rated at 15 tons, meaning they can no longer cross the bridge located between Tate High and to the east, Kingfield Elementary, Ransom Middle School to the west. Scambia officials saying it's going to take about 90 days before they get that worked on and fixed.
Alrighty, since it's about 6:15, and since we were just talking about 3 Mile Bridge and some of the weather, we'll get into our traffic and weather together here. Brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure, and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is betternestegg.com. Looking at the roads here, I wish I could have better news to report, but we do have actually multiple spots of note. Highway 29 near Burgess Road has some minor congestion. Same with where Michigan Avenue meets Mobile Highway. But we also have some pretty severe issues on Highway 90 still, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at 69 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Dense fog advisory bleeding into your early Saturday. Saturday and Sunday, the highs are both 74. Lows are in the mid to low 60s.
6:16 News Radio 92.3. Thursday, a pretty impressive day around here. Our temperatures were unseasonably warm, meaning that Pensacola International hit a high of 78 degrees, a new record high temp for the date. This beats the previous record set back in 1948, 76 years ago. Now, heading into the next 7 days, you got it. Temp's going to look real good, low to mid-70s across northwest Florida. What did the markets do today? I wish I had a more positive picture to tell you, but I don't. The major indices had a real tumble. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks finishing lower after mixed jobs data and the expectations of higher inflation raised the chances of a more cautious Fed approach to interest rates. Also, President Trump signaled that he would impose reciprocal tariffs, employers adding just 143,000 jobs last month, less than economists were expecting, but the jobless rate fell to 4% to start the year. Consumer sentiment measured by the University of Michigan declined at the start of this month. The Dow winners, Nvidia, Chevron, and Coca-Cola. The Dow decliners, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft. Soft. The Dow falling 444 points, the Nasdaq lower by 269, S&P 500 down 58. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Hillary touched on the jobs numbers. I wanted to go a little bit further on this for you. There is a mixed report on unemployment for last month. Jenny Casella is in with that report.
Fewer jobs than expected were created in January, 143,000. Economists anticipated 170,000 new jobs. The month included winter storms and the California wildfires. However, the unemployment rate declined in January to 4% from 4.1%. December's job growth was initially reported at 256,000, much stronger than expected, and it was revised even higher to 307,000. It appears more people were returning to work in January. The labor force participation rate rose to 62.6%. The Federal Reserve has been looking at the job market as it decides whether to return to cutting interest rates. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
We do have a texter letting us know. They said, I just went over 3 Mile Bridge and the lights were still out heading into Gulf Breeze.
Okay, so it's on Pensacola portion and it's not active on the Gulf Breeze side.
I guess.
Let me get on this phone.
Yeah, my goodness. Well, come on now.
Come on, Gulf. Let's get the chief of police on Hawthorne over there.
We have a texter saying he can't see.
Half the bridge lights are on. It looks like Gulf Breeze lights aren't on. Is that what they're saying? The Gulf Breeze side lights aren't on?
That essentially sounds like what they're saying.
Okay, I got some traction there, so maybe I can get that one fixed. Not fixed, but at least an answer for you.
Yeah,
it's just why the lights aren't
Chris
on.
Chris will clap his hands as he walks by. Yeah. It's those types of lights.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office alerting residents about a scam. This one involving letters falsely claiming recipients have outstanding warrants for, or actually unpaid loans. Financial stuff here. According to deputies, scammers use the tactic to trick victims into sending money or providing sensitive information. We've heard this in various different forms, and this is just another one. The scams may arrive via mail, email, or other digital forms. If you receive a suspicious letter, report it immediately to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Here is their number, 850-983-1100. And I'm getting on the phone to Gulf Breeze right now.
Alrighty, 618 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, President Trump says the relationship between the U.S. and Japan will remain strong for years to come. What led him to that optimistic conclusion and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And every answer's wrong. You're fighting with lost confidence. All expectations gone. The time has come to make or break. Move on.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. You're saying, I wish that guy had not spoken over that song. I was enjoying that. Great track.
Indeed.
It really is a great track. Evening, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, News Radio 92.3. Good word is the lights are on the 3 Mile Bridge.
Yes.
So we're very happy about that. We just confirmed the Gulf Breeze side with a nice officer over there. He put the cameras on for us. He said, look, lights are on.
Yeah.
There we go. So anyway, the problem that I mentioned this a second ago, they had a faulty vacuum switch. That was the blame since I almost did it again, January 27th. You told me, I said June, I'm January 27th. So anyway, Ian Satter from FDOT, absolutely correct. Those lights were activated on Thursday evening. So if you're traversing the bridge tonight, just drive safely. Remember, 45 miles per hour across the bridge.
Absolutely. Just about 6:25 here. Speaking of bridges and roads and traveling and such, let's look at our roads and weather here. We do have some backup still on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and on Highway 90 in front of the Walmart Supercenter. That's going both directions. Just some heavy evening traffic, I suppose. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. But as for the weather, we're sitting at around 69 degrees right now, low of 66 tonight. Going to be foggy tonight, bleeding into early Saturday. Saturday and Sunday's highs are both 74 with lows into low to mid-60s.
Okay, Sunday's going to be a pretty wild and crazy day. A couple of events, of course, there's a little game called the Super Bowl taking place
that thing
late Sunday afternoon. But the real game happens when Team Fluff goes up against Team Ruff. Puppy Bowl 21 happening 2 o'clock, I believe, kick off of there. By the way, Florida, they kick it off. Have you ever seen the kickoff of that game?
No.
Oh, it's great. Florida will be represented with 11 participants, including the very first Pekingese in that game. And on top of that,
As I call it, a Pekingese.
On top of this, Westminster, the big dog show up New York City back at the Garden. They broadcast their first show Saturday evening on that. But while we're talking about broadcasting things and locking unique events in, get this one.
All right.
NFL is heading to Ireland.
I know.
Jared Max has the story.
The NFL announced Friday it will play a regular season game for the first time in Ireland in Dublin next season at Croke Park, the largest stadium in Ireland and the home of the Gaelic Athletic Association. The designated home team will be the Pittsburgh Steelers, whose founder, Art Rooney, emigrated from the Emerald Isle to the Steel City, and whose former president, Dan Rooney, served as a U.S. ambassador to Ireland. Art Rooney II, current team president, said the opportunity for the Pittsburgh Steelers to play in Ireland is truly special, not only because of the Rooney family history there, but also to play in front of the growing number of Steelers fans in Ireland.
Picture thousands of Irish fans waving their terrible towels as the NFL season lands in Dublin for the first time.
The Steelers' opponent to be named, Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, I heard about that earlier today. Let me just say this, and I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way, but we're going to roll these dice anyway. When the NFL was still newer to the whole international game thing, and they were sending teams to London or whatever.
Now Australia.
Yeah. Now they've really branched out. But back when they were first doing this, like the Jags became celebrities in London. And I think it was because of how often they were getting sent there. And I don't mean to be that guy, but the Jaguars are not the biggest pool in the NFL. I like them, but they're not. I think it's getting better, not only because you're doing it more and in more diverse areas, but you're also sending bigger teams out there, whether they're more recognizable brands historically or they're more competitive currently.
Okay, if you're a vet, I understand, exactly, and it makes sense, but you're right on target. Vets needing free benefits through the VA, it's now available for you. Take advantage of this. Escambia County Veterans Services Office helps vets, spouses, and dependents to file those essential claims for benefits throughout that really complex problem and process. It is really unraveling sometimes. Here's a number to call if you'd like to get some help, 850-595-2409. You can go in person. It's the Escambia County Vet Services Office over in West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. Whoever said, Austin, that we did not have culture here on this very radio show? Whoever
really?
Said that?
Yeah, send them to me.
Well, researchers may have discovered a new purpose for classical music. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. A study from Mexico suggests playing classical music to babies inside the womb might help with their development by calming their heart rate. That's The Swan by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, one of two songs they used in the study. Researchers found that unborn babies exposed to classical music have a more stable and predictable fetal heartbeat pattern. They also found that once the music stopped playing, the more stable heart rate continued. That study was published in Chaos, an interdisciplinary journal of nonlinear science. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Fascinating. And mentioned this before the break. President Trump says the relationship between the U.S. and Japan will remain strong for years to come. While speaking from the White House in a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba, Trump said Japan has committed to increasing its defense spending by 2027 and added the country is one of the biggest buyers of U.S. military-related equipment. The president said he remains committed to creating peace in the Indo-Pacific, including the Korean Peninsula, and working with Japan to do so.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem set to visit Guantanamo Bay, where illegal border crossers that have committed serious crimes are going to prison. CB Cotton has the story.
Now, Noem has been sharing photos of the migrant flights on X, saying yesterday's flight to Guantanamo Bay transported murderers and vicious gang members out of American streets. The first of two flights took off Tuesday carrying 10 detainees who DHS says were suspected members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, including a murder suspect and a prison escapee. The Department of Defense says the migrants will be held in vacant parts of the military facility and not alongside terrorism suspects or convicts. President Trump has said he's instructed the DOD to expand the military base to house tens of thousands.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. A judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from putting 2,200 USAID workers on leave as the White House targets what it calls waste in the agency. Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports.
U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee, sided with the two federal employee associations who asked the court to block the Trump administration's move to put thousands of USAID workers on paid leave. They also want the court to compel the reopening of USAID's buildings, return the staffers to work, and restore funding.
A confrontation at the Department of Education in Washington today after the building was temporarily shut down. Fox's Chad Pergram.
Education ambush. A confrontation at the Education Department. 30 House Democrats tried to bully their way into the building. President Trump wants to axe the department.
Democrats say the DOE can only be eliminated by an act of Congress. America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today says Japan's Nippon Steel will invest heavily in U.S. Steel rather than purchase the company. U.S. Steel shares closed down nearly 6% after Trump's comments. The prime minister says Japan would provide technology for U.S. Steel to manufacture better quality products in the U.S. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final trading session of the week lower, with the three major averages losing close to or more than 1%. The Dow fell more than 440 points, the S&P 500 lost 57, and the NASDAQ was down 268. The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims rose last week. Applications for jobless benefits grew by 11,000. U.S. crude oil futures for March delivery are rising today, up 0.6% above $71 a barrel at $71.08. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen won the Most Valuable Player of the Year award last night, and I have zero problem with it. Yes, Lamar Jackson had the better stats, but the award is called the Most Valuable Player. Lamar had Derrick Henry, and Josh Allen had a lot less to work with, and he was the straw that stirs the drink for Buffalo, and that's why he ended up taking home the trophy last night. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, no matter what you're craving. From two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Mozart Madness at the First Baptist Church of Pensacola. For tickets and more info, please see PensacolaSymphony.org. The 12th annual Kids and Critters Parade will take place Saturday in the Casino Beach parking lot across from Sidelines. It's the kids' chance to enjoy some Mardi Gras fun. See visitpensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. You must be reading my mind.
Why is that?
With music like that. Taking you through those emotions. I'm really excited about Super Bowl, but I'm getting more excited about Puppy Bowl. I gotta buy into that one here. And we don't really, both of us really don't have a dog in the hunt, do we?
No.
I didn't think so.
I certainly don't with the Super Bowl.
One guy that does have one, and he's got a great job, and for this former Super Bowl champ, Tom Brady. giving his thoughts on Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and Eagles. Tom's on the streets of New Orleans this afternoon.
10 times Tom Brady played in the Super Bowl. Sunday will be his first as a broadcaster.
I think the difference is, as a player, you're really prepared for one side of the ball. As a broadcaster, you have to prepare for both offenses, both defenses.
7-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady spoke with Fox and Friends on Fox News Channel, embracing a new learning process.
I really believe in those 10,000 hours that you need to practice in order to be truly great at something. And I'm about 300 hours into this, and I've got another least 9 years left on my contract, and hopefully many more years beyond that.
Tom Brady said Super Bowl 59 will come down to turnovers.
That's really the story of the game. Whose possession of the football, to me, is going to determine the outcome of this game.
Tom Brady with Fox and Friends on Fox News Channel. Jared Max, Fox News.
You know, we always have our Fox weather on in here, and they actually went to Tom. He was he was on the streets of New Orleans, and he looked like a natural. If you didn't know him as the greatest quarterback to ever live, you'd think, oh wow, he's good.
He looks just like a regular Joe.
Yeah, a regular Joe that has aged well, but yes, a regular Joe.
And has a nice bank account on top of that. Hey, Pensacon returning to the Bay Center next weekend. I'm excited about this.
Right.
And it's going. The first day is Valentine's Day. What an appropriate day to maybe take your honey. To the event. You know, buy some tickets.
Yeah.
Do that, you know? Or you can win your tickets right here on News Radio 92.3 next week.
Yeah, I'm assuming we're giving them away next week. Every day this week we did so. And we always appreciate y'all chiming in, 850-437-1620. But people were really big on that. They were, I mean, snap of the fingers, you had a handful of people.
Just imagine, you and 40,000 of your closest friends right there at the Bay Center. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? It is fun, and it's always fun.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's always fun.
I'm more of a homebody. Don't ask me how I feel about it.
It's really a lot of fun. 6:37, News Radio 92.3. Lawmakers and residents pretty impressed with the tight security over there in New Orleans. Garrett Tini, who had an opportunity to fly in a jet a couple of days ago over there. Anyway, he has an explanation for us.
Changes include new bollards and barriers on Bourbon Street that weren't used on New Year's. More than 24 federal agencies are helping secure the Big Easy.
I mean, that's our job to fill in the gaps for our state and local partners and help them out as best we can.
And Special Agent in Charge Eric DeLon is coordinating those efforts with state and local police. On Bourbon Street, heavily armored Bearcat vehicles with Homeland Security's special response teams are on standby. And National Guard troops are manning barricaded checkpoints to enforce a new enhanced security zone in the French Quarter. On the water, CBP's air and marine operations. More than 2,000 officers from local, state, and federal agencies are on hand. And city officials say their goal is to have a visible security presence on every single street downtown.
Yeah, understandable.
You know, and I mentioned to you, he flew in the jet. And it was, I think, the Louisiana Air National Guard jet or so. It was their version of a fly-along in a Blue Angel. Not even close, but he got to fly in the jet.
Yeah, close enough. Then, yeah,
nothing compares to a Blue Angel.
Oh, obviously not.
Absolutely. Not that I would know, but, you know, it's just something that's out there. NFL handed out, speaking of, it's out there, NFL handed out awards for the 2024 season last night. Joe Morgan has the details for you.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen is the 2024 AP NFL Most Valuable Player, edging out Ravens signal caller Lamar Jackson. Jackson was looking for his second consecutive MVP in the third of his career, but Allen takes home the award for the first time. Allen threw for 28 touchdowns while adding 12 scores on the ground, as Buffalo went 13-4 before losing to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Allen is the first player in 21 seasons to win the MVP without being named first-team All-Pro. In other awards announced Thursday night, Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels won the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and Kevin O'Connell of the Vikings took home Coach of the Year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And we're always talking about, along with the ramped up security, we're always talking about the prices, whether it be prices of tickets, prices of, what was the other thing? I don't know, whatever. Bottom line is, we're talking about prices of food now. When it comes to the Super Bowl game day bites, this year the cost of Super Bowl treats will be about the same as last year, at least for the majority of products. This is according to Wells Fargo. Feeding 10 people for the big game will cost you around $139. That's 10 cents more than last year. And they listed a couple examples of some of the things that have seen an uptick, but here's some good news for you. The cost of frozen shrimp down 4% compared to last year.
I just had some great...
Thank you, Trump.
Listen, you said the inoperative word, frozen shrimp. I just had some fresh shrimp. I got it at Rouse's. Holy Toledo. They were 5 inches long. They were massive.
Prices of that may have gone up. Who knows?
No, it really wasn't bad at all. I was pretty impressed and very thankful that I could buy those shrimp, let me tell you. While we're still wrapping our hands around the Super Bowl issues, Philadelphia's mayor begging Eagles fans to act civilized if their team wins the Super Bowl. Chris DeMeo has the details from New Orleans.
Sherelle Parker urging fans to celebrate in a civilized manner if the Eagles win Sunday's title game. Parker unveiling plans Thursday night and how the city plans to shore up security and contain any wild celebrations that might happen. She's urging people not to climb on anything. Ahead of the big game, cops have already put up barriers on sidewalks and streets, and local businesses have boarded up their windows. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Yeah, but well, and that's the thing. Philly's not only having to deal with how their rambunctious fans could react, but they're dealing with an illness reportedly. It seems that several Eagles are allegedly dealing with a flu-related or just the flu itself illness before the Super Bowl, just ahead of the matchup. Offensive tackle Lane Johnson is the one that told this to the Philadelphia Inquirer. And NBC Sports anchor John Clark said that Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is a... hoping Carter, Jalen Carter, star defensive tackle for them, will be able to play in the game.
Okay, here's a good opportunity for a few good folks. The Pensacola Habitat for Humanity has opened its Northwest Florida Community Land Trust homebuyer application process. Now, to be eligible, applicants must have a credit score of 640, minimum income of $35,000. This is for Escambia Homes, $30,000 for Santa Rosa County Homes. CLT Homes are available in Milton, Gulf Breeze, Inslee, and West Pensacola.
All righty. And, you know, I wanted to mention this because there's just been so much Super Bowl stuff we haven't been able to get to it. The NBA is unveiling the players who will participate in the three-point contest at this year's All-Star Weekend. Milwaukee Bucks superstar Damian Lillard will return to defend his crown from last year. Also in the field of eight competitors are Jalen Brunson from the Knicks, Detroit's Cade Cunningham, and Cleveland's Darius Garland. They'll be joined by Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat and Golden State's Buddy Hield. Cam Johnson of the Brooklyn Nets and the LA Clippers' Norman Powell will also be participating. The three-point contest will take place February 15th in San Francisco.
Foggy forecast in the making. Of course, it will be a foggy Saturday morning. Widespread fog moving in later tonight, lasting well into the day tomorrow. What's that weather forecast looking like as a whole for the next few days?
Yeah, I'll actually get us started here with that. Alrighty, we're currently at 69 degrees, low of 66 tonight. The dense fog advisory bleeds into your early Saturday morning, which is where you're going to have some area fog, and the high is going to be 74. And on Saturday night, patchy fog with a low of 64. And we basically have copy and paste for Sunday. High of 74, patchy morning, patchy evening.
Red light cameras. We've been talking about these little devices for a while. Well, they're up in Pensacola at four different intersections and have been in operation for 6 days with a lot of tickets being sent to violators. Police officers are reviewing possible offenses one by one. It's a very time-consuming effort here. Officers examine footage from the cameras to determine if a driver truly ran the red light. In other words, they will take under consideration, you know, if somebody's really cramping you, that's right behind you, if you put the brakes on to not go through the light, you get smashed. So they're taking a lot of different variables under consideration.
Okay.
Here's Pensacola Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon.
If the violations are questionable or borderline, they're going to be rejected. They're looking for clear violations because these the views that come in, the violation is stamped and even shows to the decimal point that the time that the violation occurs after the light has transitioned to the color red.
Okay, the department, by the way, set to review February's violations. They'll do that this coming week.
Alrighty, and to finish off the traffic part of this traffic and weather together, there's not too much going on the roads right now from what I can see. So if you are dealing with some hang-ups, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. There's some good news for you.
Florida International University's Board of Trustees expected to name Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez interim president today. I don't know if that happened. I haven't gotten word or confirmation as of this afternoon. Barry University's Sean Foreman says this does clear the field for Republican candidates for governor in 2026.
Now we know for sure Jeanette Nunez isn't going to run for an election in 2026. She'll likely be the president of FIU for some years to come.
Okay, and Foreman says this will narrow the field of Republican candidates.
And now that Ashley Moody has become a senator, Jimmy Patronis has become a congressman, Jeanette Nunez has become a college president, it takes all of them out of the running.
Okay, and most of these positions, by the way, mostly ceremonial.
So we won't be losing out on anything if the lieutenant governor position is vacant for some time. I suspect, though, that DeSantis will fill this very quickly. He certainly had to know that this was coming.
So that's what's happening with that situation. Boy, you know, once you start pulling from the leadership roles, right, got to fill the positions, and that's where the state of Florida is in a lot of different areas.
All righty. Well, you know, Chris, I've actually got a question for you on a note that is not remotely related to everything we were just talking about. Are you a fan, and you don't have to tell me which is which, but are you a fan of either Obama or golfing?
Neither.
Okay, well, then this may not pertain to you.
Oh, good.
The former president's golf shoes are up for auction. They're just one of several pieces.
Neither.
They're just one of several pieces of presidential memorabilia, including the late President JFK's boxer shorts from when he served in the Navy during World War II, and a pair of sunglasses signed by former President Clinton, former Vice President Al Gore, and actors Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi. So a lot of people signed those glasses, apparently. Julian's Auctions Spotlight History and Technology Collection also includes items belonging to tech giants, like Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's hoodie and Apple co-founder Steve Jobs' bow tie that he wore for the 1984 Macintosh computer release.
The 2024 SRIA visitor survey, and we're getting more clarity on this, reveals just how vital tourism is to the local economy. Mm. Here's some numbers for you to digest. The total economic impact, $966.4 million. This equates to about 8,242 jobs. Visitors generate $287.6 million in personal income, fueling multiple industries. We're talking about industries beyond the hospitality aspect. $493.5 million to the gross regional product, and tax revenue from tourism reaching $131.8 million.
All righty. And at around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Last reminder of the week, Wall Street closing sharply lower to cap the volatile stretch. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 444 points to 44,303. S&P 500 lost 57 points to 60,025. And the NASDAQ dropped 268 points to 19,523.
Okay, there is a bipartisan effort in the Senate to keep AM radio in place. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to listen to this. Chad Pergram has more from Washington, D.C.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. AM radio isn't going anywhere so long as Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Ted Cruz and Democratic Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey have something to say about it. Cruz and Markey authored legislation to keep AM radio in all vehicles. It's called the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. They argue that AM radio informs listeners and supports live local communications during emergencies, disasters, and bad weather. There have been efforts to strip AM radio from cars for years, long after FM took over, and now long after drivers stream radio, play their own music, or rely on satellites to bypass local stations. Markey argued that AM radio stations were critical in disseminating information during the wildfires which recently devastated Southern California. If enacted, the bill requires the Department of Transportation to mandate all new vehicles have access to AM radio frequencies, and that's at no additional cost to the consumers. It also requires car companies comply with a four-year window. A similar piece of legislation died in the last Congress. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Okay, just remember, News Radio 92.3 can also be heard on 1620 AM.
Oh, yes.
Check us out over there.
Yeah, man, that was a beautiful setup. Wow, that was nice. All righty, 6:51 here, and we'll take one last quick break. When we return, Elon Musk rehiring a Doge staffer who resigned after social posts advocating for racism were exposed. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. This Monday, after the Pensacola Morning News at 9, join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Join them this Monday, right after the Pensacola Morning News at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, 1620 AM. Thought I'd throw that in there after that AM story a few moments ago.
Right.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on a Friday evening. Drive safe wherever you're heading. Hey, thanks for letting us go home with you today. Perfect playing Chicago there. There's a reason for the setup. The 2025 Chicago Auto Show is kicking off tomorrow, with a heavy focus expected on electric vehicles. Kelly Sabrini has more from the Windy City.
We've seen these companies take a hit to their bottom line after investing in electric vehicles, but still, take a listen to what General Motors CEO Mary Barra said last week.
As we look at how EVs are going to grow, we never expect it would be a straight line. We're also going to deploy capital appropriately to our ICE portfolio. I think we have the strongest portfolio General Motors has had in decades.
Despite profit losses, full-year EV sales reached an all-time high late last year, an increase of about 7% year over year. Sales increased in part thanks to federal and state incentives like the $7,500 tax credit that we've spoken about.
And one last very quick check of the roads and weather for this week. Not too much going on the roads. Once again, thank you for being safe out there. We always like to congratulate you for that. Encourage safety, especially on nights like tonight when it's going to be foggy and there's going to be a dense fog advisory bleeding into your weekend. 69 degrees right now, low of 66. Saturday and Sunday going to be foggy days, highs in mid-70s and lows in the mid to low 60s.
And one improving element there is, of course, the bridge lights are back on. 3 Mile Bridge.
Uh-huh.
They were off since January 27th. Something faulty over there. It's all fixed now. Things looking pretty good.
The vacuum.
That's what it was.
Thing.
It was something beyond my comprehension. But
you and me,
it was a vacuum switch or some sort. Got a gambling problem? The American Psychological Association saying people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or someone you know needs help, call 888-ADMIT-IT. For the Florida-based helpline, gambling experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public health issue. Rightly so.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's an addiction. And I don't know why it would be treated any differently. Just because it's not in a needle doesn't mean you can't get addicted to it. Mentioned this before the break. Elon Musk rehiring a Doge staffer who resigned after social posts advocating for racism were exposed. Marco Alez stepped down yesterday after the Wall Street Journal asked the White House about his involvement with an X account that posted inflammatory tweets. Musk posted an interactive poll on whether to reinstate him, and VP Vance responded to the post, urging him to bring the previous employee back with the endorsement of President Trump.
Okay, while other agencies have incentives to leave, The FAA is offering incentives to stay. Teresa Crowley has more on the story.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy addressing aviation staffing shortages in the wake of two air disasters, offering incentives to experienced air traffic controllers, telling Fox.
I'm going to make an offer to air traffic controllers to let them stay longer. That's my authority. I can offer them the chance to stay longer past the mandatory retirement age of 56.
Secretary Duffy notes air traffic control training was bottlenecked during COVID when trainees couldn't get hands-on experience in the towers. Trolled on X by Hillary Clinton for asking Doge leader Elon Musk to plug in to help modernize FAA technology, Duffy says, of course I'm going to talk to the guy who launches rockets into space and catches them when they come back down. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All righty, and the monthly jobs report came in weaker than expected. The Labor Department reported 143,000 jobs were created in January, below the nearly 170,000 economists had forecast. The unemployment rate fell slightly to 4%.
Don't forget about the Kids and Critters parade tomorrow on Pensacola Beach. Casino Beach parking lot is where that will be. Very exciting thing. They've done this for years. Shelley Johnson from End Times News, the beach paper out there, is really excited about it. So it happens tomorrow. Weather's going to be great for it, so be sure and check that out. President Trump promising to release the remaining classified documents. This is related to the assassination of former President Kennedy. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
As of 2022, about 97% of the 5 million files were already released to the public, according to the National Archives. But former President Biden delayed the rest, saying that further review was necessary to protect against harm to intelligence sources, military defense, and foreign relations. President Trump's executive order mandates that the Attorney General and Director of National Intelligence present a plan to release all of what's left. The exact number of files that are left is unclear. The president released thousands over the course of his first term, but withheld others on national security grounds.
And a surge in flu cases prompting school closures in at least four states. Some districts in Louisiana, Missouri, Tennessee, and Texas have canceled school or switched to remote classes to allow students and staff to recover amid high respiratory illness levels. The CDC says flu cases are at high or very high levels in 40 states.
Okay, if you're driving, I just want to remind you this over the weekend here. It doesn't have to do with really cars, but it has to do with school buses. They got a problem. There's a new weight restriction up on the West Kingfield Road Bridge. The move is going to have a big impact, like I said, on school buses. Those buses, by the way, are rated at 15 tons, meaning that they can no longer cross that bridge. Now, the bridge is located between Tate High School to the east, Kingfield Elementary, Ransom Middle School to the west. SCAMI officials confirming the bridge work expected to take about 90 days, weather permitting. So they have to work with that. Lights on the bridge, once again, 3 mile bridge looking pretty good. FDOT confirming it was a faulty vacuum switch, as you were pointing out, Austin.
Yes, and as you said, you and I don't know what that means.
See you back 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.